Rugby on Off the Ball.
With Vodafone, official sponsors of the Irish rugby team. Team of us. Everyone in.
Now we're turning to rugby. Ireland, two wins for two against Scotland and Wales. It was a 31-12 victory against Wales on Sunday. The weather in the second half was a lot of fun. I'm sure you saw that. Ciara Griffin, the Irish captain, was playing in it. Ciara, you're there?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you?
Good. Yeah, that weather looked, well, interesting in the second half, to say the least.
Yeah, it was. I suppose for the warm-up and everything, it was really warm for the warm-up, and a lot of us kind of took off our base layers. We thought it'd just be very warm, and then all of a sudden it just changed in the second half, and well, the heavens opened. But look, that's rugby season. That's the way you get sometimes playing rugby, so you just have to kind of adapt to your surroundings.
So 31-12, it was a comprehensive win. That's two wins from two. I know Adam Griggs said at the start of the season that three home wins would be a really successful and positive Six Nations. So you're two-thirds of the way there anyway. Tell us about the game. Tell us about the performance.
Yeah, look, it's great. Two wins from two is obviously a nice target to have so far, and you really want to keep pushing. I think the performances have improved. Obviously, there's areas for improvement and there's areas you want to fine-tune. But I think the weekend was a really good team performance. It was a really collective performance in terms of all 23 really working together. And I think the big thing for us is the elements, that we controlled the elements, and that our ball handling was quite crisp as well. So often those type of elements you can, I suppose, throw wild passes, or you can just, the weather can get the better of you. So I think that was a great big thing for us to take from it. Mm. And just, I suppose, our possession, our attacking play was, you can see, it was quite good. So hopefully I'll just keep pushing on.
Because certainly last year when things weren't going as well, that skill set that you talk about, the ball handling, the sharpness, that was certainly criticised. And yet, you know, a year on, eight tries in two games, and as you mentioned, the handling that bit sharper and that much better. Has that been a big focus of the team, or, you know, do you just go through phases where it's up and down like that generally?
Yeah, I suppose the training, we're playing at a very high tempo. So I suppose you have to really practice that skill set under pressure. So that's, I suppose, putting us on under more pressure too in training, and having to have the hands crisper and sharper. But as you said, look, it was a work on from us from last year. It's something everyone has taken onus on to improve. And obviously there's still areas for improvement in it, but it's great to see it's going the right direction.
And does that extend, Ciara, to you in your free time trying to work on that?
Yeah, it would, I suppose, like, or even in your free time before sessions, if you've a bit of time, go do extra passing, a few extra passes here and there, or at home, find someone to pass with and just practice that, or, you know, throwing the balls randomly at you, showing a rugby ball randomly at you, just your reaction skills and everything. So you can do outside that really kind of improves some of your reaction skills and that's those passing and that ball handling.
I saw Adam Griggs said as well that he reckons, if we look at the squad since he's been involved, it's definitely the most competitive for places that it's been in his time there. We're seeing the likes of Bevan Parsons, who's juggling her leaving cert with playing Six Nations rugby coming through, and others like that. So there's a bit of strength and depth there at the moment.
There is, yeah. There's real competition for places, and like even at training, trainings are very tough. They're very physical. Everyone wants to put their hand up for selection, and that's what drives you as a squad and drives you as a team, because, you know, you can't rest in your laurels. You always have to try. You always have to improve each session, and you have to play each session like you're playing a match, which is great for us in terms of our, as you said, that development and just pushing on as a group.
Yeah.
And you can see that as a group, it's quite a tight unit. It's nice and collective. There's a good knowledge and a good knowledge base there as well.
You guys based out at Abbottstown at the moment?
Yes, we're there in the High Performance Centre. So it's great. It's class having that facility to train in, and everything's under the one roof, and it just makes training so much more easier and a lot more seamless in terms of your recovery, your activation, your gym. It's all under one area. So just, it's great. Even just like on Fridays now, we have a gym session together. Mm. So it's nice for us all, even just to train together as backs and forwards as well. So like say myself, I'm here, I'm down in Kerry, so I'll train on my own during the week. So it's nice on a Friday, you know, having that group session creates that buzz and just getting to train with each other and pushing one another. So small little changes like that are really, really helping us.
Yeah, I'm sure. So previously, say last year, for instance, what would you have done on the Friday?
The Friday was just a travel day previously. So right. I just travel up from Kerry on a Friday. We travel on a Friday and then train Saturday and Sunday. Whereas now we are getting a gym session and a skill session on a Friday. So it's an extra either, you want maybe line outs, breakdown, scrum tech, you still have to do it in backs and forwards there. So that's great in terms of that extra time together. It's two extra sessions together as well. And then that leads into the two sessions on a Saturday and a session on a Sunday.
And is there other expertise that you as a group can tap into that wasn't available previously?
Yeah, like we have, you know, we've great defence coach in terms of Kieran, we've Steve as our forwards coach. There's a real, there's a great skills coach there, and they're really pushing us in terms of our detail and our knowledge. They're very big on us for taking ownership of it as well, and for us driving the standards, us driving our standard in defence and attack between all of them. So that's really helping us.
Okay, because last year, certainly, I know we had Philip Doyle on the show, for instance, and he was talking about the 15s game. He was saying it was being dismantled, was the phrase he used. And we obviously saw a poor performance last year, you know, first loss to Italy in the Six Nations and dropping to 10th in the world. I think a lot of people looking on were very worried about the 15s game, obviously understanding the importance of sevens and it being a really good vehicle to get more players involved in the game and the, you know, the cachet of the Olympics. But we're a country that loves 15s rugby, so people were worried at that stage. Have things improved from last year, Ciara? Did you feel that the criticisms were exaggerated last year, or did the 15s need a bit of a rejuvenation?
Yeah, look, I suppose sometimes, I'd say sport can be tricky at times, and sometimes you're on the winning side, sometimes you're on the losing side, and we've had a tough 2 years. We had a tough 2 years previously in terms of our own performance. We've got our hands up there, we weren't happy with our performances. But like you said, things take time. It was a new group getting together, getting to know one another, and it takes time to gel as well and get used to one another. And I think that's what's coming to fruition this year, because a lot of time has been put into us, and we put a lot of time together as a group. And we look, that's building this year now, and we're really pushing for it. Yeah. And hopefully, all the pieces are kind of fitting together. I'd say Rome wasn't built in a day, so it's a slow process, but we are getting there.
And would you have more resources as a group? You mentioned Abbottstown. Generally, do you feel like you're being better provided for as opposed to last year, or is it just that results look a bit better, so we all on the outside presume it's better?
Yeah, obviously the facilities are better. Like, our facilities are excellent. You couldn't, like, they're world class. Facilities or training in. It's that extra time together as well. We're having two extra camps in the summer, we're having extra camps on the Friday. It is more contact hours, and I suppose the big thing for us is our sessions are quite high intensity this year as well. So again, as you know, if you're training under that kind of game pressure when it comes to match day, then you make those decisions that bit easier. And I think that is really kind of that's showing at the moment.
So Castle Park in Doncaster is the next port of call against England. They've been very, very good. I think a lot of people might have caught their game yesterday where they beat Scotland 53-0. They were away in France as well on the opening day, got a brilliant win away to France, you know, in front of a huge crowd. We know where French rugby is at. So absolutely, I'm sure, confidence from the past two games, but an understanding that it's a massive step up now in England and away to England at that as well.
Yeah, look, it's a big match now in 2 weeks' time over in Doncaster. But so you prepare for the same game as always. You go into each game wanting to perform, wanting to put in a good performance in the green jersey. And obviously, you want to win every game you play, you know.
Yeah.
So I think a big thing for us is that we've had that confidence from the two wins. We have areas now that we know we can fine-tune, we can improve on. And it's just focusing on those now and sort of building for 2 weeks' time to put in the performance we know we're capable of.
I think from the weekend, certainly the cold showers made plenty of headlines. I'm sure you're aware of this at this stage. The Bective Rangers Club and the Wesley Club, I think in Wesley, where the Irish team were, the showers were working fine. In Bective, the RFU, they've apologised to the Welsh team. There was an issue with the water heater, they said, in the clubhouse. They send an official, or they will be sending an official apology to the Welsh Rugby Union. They said the water was checked at half time. It was hot. It seems by full time there had been an issue. Something wrong with the tank. They brought in heaters, they said, to Gavin Comiskey in the Irish Times, extra teas, coffees, offered them to go up to Wesley. The Welsh didn't want to take them up on that. I think they did clean off and shower and go to the function afterwards, as I understand it, Ciara. I'm sure they weren't thrilled, to say the least, with that situation. It's not a good look for the game.
No, look, that was unfortunate. And I suppose they've released a statement. And that's very important to happen. I said, look, ours are working and everything, and look, they're very sorry about that, and they have apologised. But that's a Bective issue as well. It's not. I'm unaware of everything else about it.
In the main, what are facilities like at Six Nations level at this stage? I presume that is, you know, stuff like that is a huge rarity. Like 2013, I know in Milan, there were no hot showers for the Irish team. I think one of the players actually almost had kind of hypothermia territory and had to be kind of got back to the hotel fairly quickly. In the main, what is the treatment of female players in the Six Nations?
Yeah, look, all the facilities we play in, they're excellent, they're top notch, and that was just a very unfortunate instance. Like, you can see the pitches we play on. Energy Park is an amazing surface. There's excellent facilities around it. All the other pitches we play in, you know, everything we need is there. You have your ice baths, you have your showers. So yeah, you are very looked after in terms of your facilities, because look, you are playing, you know, you're playing international standard, so you obviously want your need your international standard facilities.
How are you settling into captaincy? How long is it now? Is it 2 years?
2 years, yeah. This is my my third season as captain. So, yeah, I get used to it now, I suppose. It's still it's something you're never going to be fully used to. You're always learning, or you're learning new ways of leadership, or new different ideas. But, no, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. What's the big thing you've learned, or maybe what might be a noticeable change in how Ciara Griffin approached the first two or three games as captain versus now?
You can't control everything. That's what I learned very early. Look, you can try and control everything or work everything, but sometimes things are outside your control, and it's what you can do to, react to that, or to, counteract that. And that was a big thing for me, that, look, you can't always control penalties, you can't always control things like that, but when you can give a good picture, and you can go, the big thing I learned too is, in terms of your communication style. Mm. So yeah, you learn things every season, even every game. You get pointers from refs or anything, and you know, you take that forward and try to develop, because you're never going to be developed fully as a player or as a leader. So that's a big thing for me, is that you're always learning, and that's a great thing about sports. Each weekend you get another opportunity to learn.
Because you won Player of the Year last year, and so I mean, look, cause and effect. I can say, well, did the captaincy inspire you to greater heights? Maybe you would have won Player of the Year and put in the level of performance either way. How do you feel captaincy has affected your own personal performances in games, if at all?
Yeah, I don't think it has affected my performance, but I hope it hasn't. I haven't seen it.
It could have improved it, I guess.
Yeah, so you go out to, my motto is, you always go out to perform in the jersey. You always go out to, work your opposite number and put your body in the line for that jersey on your back. That's what you're always going to try and do, and try bring everyone on around you as well. That, you know, you always encourage your teammates. You always push each other to get better and to excel. So that's my motto, match is always, to just kind of keep working and keep going. Mm. That has changed since captaincy.
And life generally, so primary school teacher, as I understand it, and helping out on the beef farm as well, and being captain of Ireland, that's fairly full schedule. How's all that going?
All good now, yeah. No, I'm very lucky. Look, I'm very fortunate. I'm a primary school teacher there in the CBS Primary in Tralee, and look, they're really supportive of me.
Yeah.
It's great to have that support network around you. Mom, like my family at home, they're excellent. Mom, dad, my sister, partner Damien. Look, they always have you, they back you 100%. That's great, because I think it's once you have that support unit around you, everything else is so much easier. Mm. You know, all the day's training, it's all worthwhile, because they know what you're training for, they know what your end goal is, your target is. So yeah, you have to balance a lot of time and everything, but you'd only be getting bored if you aren't busy.
Well, so, that's true.
It's nice to stay busy.
And is it your parents' beef farm?
Yeah, it's my dad's farm. So dad's a beef farmer. Here in Kerry, in Ballymac. So whenever I get a chance, obviously during Six Nations at times now, I don't get to go out on the farm as much as I want. But any chance I can, I try to give a hand.
Yeah, probably a very enjoyable thing. Like most of us are removed from nature in any great way. I'd say a bit of time on the farm away from a hectic life with Ireland or even in the classroom must be a chance to almost take a breath.
Oh yeah, it's amazing. I've always said it. It's a form of mindfulness, being out on the farm. It's a way for you just to literally switch off and focus on what you're doing, because whatever task is in hand, that's what you're focusing on right there and right now. So it's a great way kind of to distract you from outside influences or maybe outside issues that you're thinking of or things like that. So it's a great way of just switching off and just totally unwinding. It's really satisfying.
A heifer doesn't really judge you if you've lost at the weekend.
No, exactly. They're just happy once they have a bit of food in front of them, sure.
Yeah. What about the kids in the classroom? Are they of an age where they're able to watch the rugby on the Sunday and see you in class on a Monday? I don't know what class you're teaching.
Yeah, they are. I'm second class, but even the older kids now in the school, they're on Monday now. I got a good few saying, "Miss Griffin, we saw you on TV." Look, it's nice and exciting for them as well that they can see that it is achievable, that if you have a target, if you want to play for your county or your country, that, look, if you train hard enough, the opportunities are there for you. Mm. I think that's a big thing to realise, that it is all accessible once you just put your head down and try your best.
Yeah, I've no doubt. It must be great for them to see you and see it is attainable, and you work hard and where it can lead. Is your family rugby background? Were they rugby fans growing up, or was it GAA, or was it sport at all?
Yeah, it is. Mine's a rugby house, so dad was involved with the team locally, and so the rugby was always big in the house. I'd say football as well growing up. I suppose being from Kerry, you have to try the football as well. But rugby took over then, and that was a sport of choice, thankfully.
Right. God, that must be amazing for him to have his daughter captain the country. Do they get up to the games in Dublin?
Oh, they do. They go everywhere. They're a brilliant support unit, great supporters. So, yeah, they're always at all the matches. They're there in force. So, yeah, they're very supportive. But from a young age, they support me in my target, in my dreams. They drove me the width and breadth of the country to get the training for Munster, underage, everything like that. It's great for them to see that you're getting that chance to play for Ireland now as well. So you keep kind of striving for that dream.
Yeah, I can only imagine what it's like for the family looking on. And when you were at that age and being driven around to training sessions, how available was coaching to a young girl at that stage? I know things are improving all the time, but rugby at that stage, was it hard to find teams to play for? Was it did you have a match every weekend and it was no problem, or was it a bit of a struggle?
No, it was a bit of a struggle, all right. So, look, a lot of time you just for training, you trained all season, you got maybe one or two matches, or you got a blitz. But to be honest, I was just delighted to be training. You'd walk up to the rugby club after school on a Wednesday, and you train at 4 o'clock, 4:30 after school. Mm. And I used to love that. I used to love walking up to the rugby pitch and getting changed and going training. So I think the novelty of that alone for me was, getting the train once a week for rugby, getting to tackle pads, getting to pass rugby balls, things like that. And obviously then when you got the chance to play a match, it was even sweeter. Mm. But even now you can see the resources for girls' teams to give it a try. It's excellent. You see so many underage structures in place. They're getting great training, great skills coaches, and there's more matches there now for them, which is brilliant because, you have to improve. It's by playing matches you learn or you improve. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's great to see the way it's developing for girls at the moment.
No, that's great because, as you said, game understanding. You want to develop that as much as you can. Get your the equivalent of your 10,000 hours if you can, because it'll make a difference. What club was that when you were growing up, Ciara?
It was Cass Island, RFC.
Cass Island. Okay, so that's a famous club.
Yeah, it is. There's a good few famous people who came to that club. So, I know it's a great club. So they've nice facilities and. That's where I still do my running sessions here in Kerry, so right. They're very supportive still.
And were you mucking in with lads on the Wednesday training sessions growing up, or were there enough girls around to play at that stage?
No, it was a girls' team, right. So I got to play under-14s and under-16s with girls. So
okay.
Yeah, it was great that way. A lot of actually were my friends from school, so it was nice to, to have that interest outside of school as well together. It was nice just to get that chance together and just play away.
Yeah. What about now away from international duty? Is it AIL that you're playing? Where does Munster feature? Are you getting, do you feel, enough game time now?
So at the moment, obviously we're with Six Nations at the moment, so we're away from club. But yeah, I play AIL with UL Bowes, UL Bohemian and Limerick. Mm. That's a busy season as well. We're busy with that. And then Munster was during the summer, so August and September. Mm. There was the two extra matches this year for Interpros, which was great. Look, any chance to run out in a red jersey you take, so it was nice to get a few extra games this year.
And I presume helpful, because the step up from, say, AIL to playing against England or France must be a massive gulf.
Oh, it is completely. I suppose in any game, it's a big step up going from club or Interpro into international, so... it was great to get those extra games, and I suppose more time, and a lot of girls put their hand up in interpros for selection for the Irish squad as well.
Yeah, listen, you've been very good with your time. I won't keep you. I guess, look, the very best of luck in 10, 12 days' time against England. And then I know in September there is certainly Scotland, Italy, and another team to secure World Cup qualification for 2021 in New Zealand, which I'm sure would be an amazing thing to go as Irish captain to that. So it's a busy year. They're the big two targets for you.
Yeah, it's a busy year ahead, but we're focusing on Six Nations at the moment to get our performances up, and then you'll focus on the next step after that.
Good stuff. Well, listen, thanks again for the time, Ciara. Two wins from two. Best of luck against England. Cheers.
Cheers. Thank you very much.
Rugby on Off the Ball.
With Vodafone, official sponsors of the Irish rugby team. Team of us. Everyone in.